WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to another episode of The Dopamine Declutter, your daily dose of real talk and motivation to hack your happiness. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving into something that can seriously level up your entire day. Morning affirmations. Now I know what you might be thinking. Affirmations? Isn't that a little woo-woo? And hey, fair play. But trust me on this one. We live in a world that's constantly throwing negativity at us, from news headlines to social media to even just the guy cutting you off in traffic. It's like our brains are on constant alert for something bad to happen. What if we could flip that script? What if we started our day with a little dose of positivity, designed specifically to rewire those negative thought patterns? That's exactly what affirmations can do. Here's the deal. You've got this incredible power within you, this ability to shape your own thoughts and beliefs. Affirmations are basically like mental GPS systems, guiding your thoughts in a more positive direction. They're not about denying reality. It's about choosing how you respond to it. So let's get into five key takeaways that can help you unlock the magic of morning affirmations. 1. Start small, but be specific. Don't overwhelm yourself with a long, complicated list. Begin with one or two simple but powerful statements that resonate with you. Think about what you want to cultivate in your day. Confidence, joy, focus. Make it specific. Instead of, "I will have a good day," try something like, "Today, I am filled with energy and creativity." 2. Feel it to reel it. This is where things get really interesting. Affirmations aren't just about saying the words. They're about feeling them. As you repeat your chosen affirmations, visualize yourself embodying those qualities. Really feel the confidence surge through you, or imagine a smile spreading across your face as you experience joy. 3. Consistency is key. Like any good habit, consistency is crucial. Make it a ritual to say your affirmations first thing in the morning, maybe while sipping your coffee or during your morning walk. The more you practice, the more ingrained these positive beliefs will become. 4. Don't be afraid to experiment. There's no one-size-fits-all approach here. Play around with different affirmations until you find what truly resonates with you. What works for your best friend might not work for you, and that's okay. 5. Be kind to yourself. This is a journey, not a race. There will be days when you feel more positive than others. That's completely normal. Don't get discouraged if you miss a day or two. Just pick it back up where you left off and keep going. You got this. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you wake up feeling groggy and unmotivated. The news is full of doom and gloom stories, your inbox is overflowing, and the coffee machine seems to be conspiring against you. It's easy to fall into that negativity spiral, right? But what if instead of hitting snooze on your day, you took a few moments to practice some morning affirmations? Maybe something like, "Today, I am filled with energy and focus," or "I welcome challenges as opportunities for growth." Visualize yourself tackling those tasks with confidence and clarity. See how that shifts your entire perspective? Suddenly, the day feels less daunting and more manageable. See, it's not magic. It's just a powerful tool to reprogram your brain and choose positivity over negativity. And trust me, when you start your day on a positive note, everything else seems to fall into place. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to boost your mood with morning affirmations. Remember, It's all about starting small, feeling the words, being consistent, experimenting, and most importantly, being kind to yourself. Now go out there, claim your power, and make today amazing. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little extra positivity in their life. Until next time, keep decluttering that dopamine and stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.